Welcome to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hey everybody, it's Donna Martouche here with my co-host, the incredible, amazing Shefali Burns. How are you today, Shefali?
Great, how are you? Hello everyone.
I'm doing wonderful. I was just telling Chris when he put us in the room together that he was talking about how chilly it is over where he is at this moment. And I said, well, you know, our heater broke. So like yesterday in our house, it was about 97. It broke in a way where we couldn't turn it off. Like I eventually had to do like this, you know, turn off the emergency switch and turn it off completely. But it wound up being like 97 degrees. It was like a sauna in here. It was so hot. And me and Gianna were laughing. Everybody else has their fireplaces going. And it was, you know, one of those nice, beautiful, chilly nights. And we were here in shorts and a t-shirt.
Exactly. Nice. I would like that. That's great.
All right. So you've got some really great ideas for us today, I hear.
So today we're talking about discovering your gifts and talents. And I'm really excited about this because, you know, this is a topic that, you know, we sometimes walk around, talk around, you know, what are gifts and talents? You know, like we're all gifted, we're all talented, but what does that really mean, right? And so when I was thinking about this, the call today, it was about, okay, what exactly is a talent? And it's basically something that you can do with so much ease and easily that other people find difficult. So I was thinking about this earlier when I was talking to one of my friends and co-creators in another project, and I was saying how, oh, you know, we can video this and we can video that, and we recorded a video on, oh my God, Thursday, I guess it was, and I had so much fun, and she was like, God, you just did that so easily. It was so easy for you. And it's like, yeah, I guess I have a talent for talking, you know, I have that talent. I have no problem talking. Things just come through and I just keep on going. And it's easy for me, you know, so, you know, part of that means, like, you know, for example, I have my telesummit and I have no problem talking to guests and being online and doing videos, absolutely no worries. You know, I can always find something to talk about and I have a great rapport with my listeners and my guests. So that's a talent, you know, and for me, it seems really easy. It doesn't seem difficult at all. It's like, really? That's a talent? But other people find that challenging. So that's a small example of what a talent is. But it could be in many areas, right? So you could be, for example, this is something I'm not, but you could be talented in accounting, finance, bookkeeping, all that stuff. You love numbers. I don't, you know, so that could be something that you're really good at and it's easy for you and you get it. And I'm like, oh, please keep me away from that, you know. So that's just a, you know, slight example of what a talent is, right, Donna?
Yeah, I mean, a talent is, you know, something that you happen to be really good at. It seems to come naturally for you, and very often it's something that you truly love. And also, often, unfortunately, it's something you don't necessarily let yourself do.
Or you don't value in yourself, right?
Yeah, because we tend to not value what seems to be easy for ourselves.
Yes.
True. Right? Good point. Because if it's easy, it must not be valuable. Mm-hmm. However, you know, so what have you put aside because it's easy for you that you've decided not to value? Those aren't exactly the right words of what I'm looking for, but think about it. As a kid, there were certain things that you just did and it was easy for you, and you put or made a decision that if it's that easy, it can't be valuable.
And
so you put it aside.
And you can't make money from it, right?
You can't make, I mean, money isn't supposed to be that easy or that much fun, right? So that's
Exactly.
crazy.
And, you know, I know that a lot of people in my community and on the Talent Summit, they ask that question all the time. It's like, I really love to do this, but I don't think I can make money from it. Why not? Have you tried, right? And most people think that if it's something is fun and it's easy and it's not work, right? So how can you generate or earn money from something that is fun and easy?
Or take that one step further, or how could I charge somebody for something that's so easy for me?
Yes, exactly. So many people undervalue or undercharge because they don't recognize the value of what they do. And just because it's easy for them does not mean that they don't do it.
Wait, you're disappearing on us, Shefali. Where'd you go?
Really?
I'm here. Yeah, you got really far away. Did you, like, walk away from the computer, or what happened? Are you there?
Yeah.
I can't hear you at all. So I don't know if anybody... There you go.
Okay.
What happened?
No idea.
Okay.
I don't know what I was saying. Oh, dear.
Oh, no. That's right. I'm sure it'll come to you again. Right?
Yeah. It'll come back.
Okay.
If it needs to. All right. So anyways. But yeah, so... Gifts and talents in that way are, you know, can be really general, right? But sometimes people want to be really specific. Oh, I have this gift or talent of, like we talked about last week, I think it was last week or the week before, you know, where we're psychic or we're intuitive and we have these different gifts that we can, you know, use, you know. So that's another type of gift. But yes, you can use that to earn money, to run a business. There are so many people that use those gifts and talents to earn a living, a really good living, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we seem to think that we have to look really hard and deep when usually the gifts and talents that we have are just jumping out right in front of us. And if you're not sure what they are, I would literally take a few minutes to think about what you loved to do between the ages of like 5 and 15 that you don't do anymore, that you just gave up and you're not sure why, but you just never do it. And see what happens.
Okay, so that exercise is, you know, I'm sure great for a lot of people. It doesn't work for me because I have absolutely no memory of my childhood, which includes ages 5 to 15. It's all a blur, right? So it's like, I don't remember doing anything fun. I don't remember liking anything. You know, it's like, I don't know. Not a good time in my life. So some other exercise, Donna?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I don't really remember most of my life, so I hear you completely, which is terrible. But
that,
a lot
right?
of people, I know, a lot of people really do remember at least the things that lit them up, right?
Yes.
But if that doesn't work for you, then, you know, then what's really easy for you now that, you know, or what is it that you enjoy doing now that you just don't give yourself time to do? And it doesn't have to be creative, like Shefali said. I mean, it could be just that you actually love numbers or you love something along those lines and you're really good at it and it's very easy for you. And that's fantastic. I mean, people like myself or Shefali, we always need to look for someone to hire to do that for us because it's not our favorite thing to do, right? So it is easy for some people and it is a gift for some people and it is a joy for some people. And quite frankly, you know, when you're thinking about who you want to hire for your business, I want it to be all of those things for whoever it is that would be part of our team, right? You want it to be fun for them, easy for them, something that they actually really enjoy doing because that's who I know is going to do it really well, who's going to, you know, help us get those areas into a really great place. So what is it for you? And sometimes I'm not necessarily sure what it is for me. Do you know what it is for you, Shefali?
Sorry?
For your gifts and capacities and talents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm so sure and then I go, huh, I wonder. And there's times I definitely question if that's it. Or maybe it's not that I'm questioning if that's a gift and a talent, but maybe I question sometimes if that's the gift and talent that I want to focus on. Maybe that's what I question
Absolutely.
More.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, this is something that I really recently have been playing with. You know, in the past week or two, it's like, okay, what do I really want to do? What is really fun for me? You know, and so I just recently started doing a monthly free healing call. You know, it's called Profound Energetics because I really love doing that kind of work. I really love doing energy work. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it because it's fun for me. I enjoy it. So, and then, you know, I get to talk and I get to use my energy tools and energy work. It's like, yes. And I get to do coaching at the same time. So it's like, yes, let's combine it all together and let's just do it. So, you know, it's about asking yourself, what do you really like? What's fun for you? What lights you up now? Even, you know, like since I can't remember in my childhood what lit me up, but what lights you up now? Even make a list of those things and see how you can start to do more of that, you know?
So now you said something that was really interesting. You said, well, I love to do it, and I offer now a free monthly healing call. Mm-hmm. So is there a reason why you offer it for free?
Sure, absolutely. So part of that is to be of service because, you know, being of service is important to me. And part of that is to introduce new people who are not familiar with my work to my work. So, you know, even though once a month I have a free healing call, every other week I have a paid call as well,
yeah.
Right? So there's the paid call and then there's the free call and then plus, you know, the coaching and all that other stuff that goes along with it. So, yeah, it's to introduce more people to who I am and what I do and at the same time be of service to my community.
That's awesome. Thank you for I mean, I pointed that out on purpose and we can pick up where that is when we get back from the next messages. I mean, that's a really great business strategy as well as a way of honoring you and those who are your clients and giving them something because, you know, you want to constantly contribute to those who are contributing to you and that gives you a way to do it. So we'll be right back after these messages, everybody. Think about it.
And during the break, take time to write down, you know, those things that you like to do.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing. thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie here on Om Times Radio, and today we are talking about discovering your gifts and talents. So did you get a chance to write down some of the cool stuff that you love to do, some of the stuff that's so easy for you but is fun and brings you joy? And it could be something as simple as painting or coloring. I'm not an artist, that's why I'm laughing. But, you know, so many people are so good at painting, right? So painting, coloring, creating crafts and things like that. I'm, again, not that great at it. But I know so many talented people who are, and I appreciate them so much. But it could be as simple as also talking to people, right? So, you know, do you like to talk to people about certain topics? Do you like to do coaching? Do you like to do grief counseling? Like, what is it that you like to do? What lights you up? What really energizes you, right? So your gift and talents could be as simple as you're a great company and people love to talk to you, right? And people love to share their problems or whatever's going on with you. And they feel comfortable with you. So how can you use that to your advantage, right? That's a gift because, you know, it means you're present and you're listening and you're there for people. So something like that is really important. And so, you know, there are so many ways, there are so many gifts. You know, we all have these talents and these gifts, whether we know it or not. So it's just tapping into who we truly are and recognizing who we are and what these gifts and talents are. And I know it sounds vague, but it's like it's so hard to really concretize this without talking to somebody. So, you know, for example, Donna is very creative, you know, and I love that about her. And she has so many wonderful ideas, and I love that about her, you know. And so, you know, each one of us has different talents. She's way more creative than I am, I'll tell you that. And I'm not. Sometimes my mind goes blank. It's like, I don't know. But, you know, so, you know, Donna is talented in some things. I'm talented in other things. And sometimes those talents overlap and we can collaborate on different projects, right? And in business because of our different talents and how they mesh together really well. So, so where was I going with that? So, yeah, so Donna, let's talk a little bit about how we can start to, once we've recognized what some of our talents might be, how we can develop them a little bit more into making them more concrete and being of service. Service meaning, you know, service meaning being of service to others and at the same time receiving monetary, you know, gain from them as well. So it's not just free, but also monetary gain as well, right?
Yeah. I want to tell you that, you know, for some reason, as you're speaking, and it could be while I'm speaking too, I'm not sure if it's you or the station per se, but it's sort of like flickering in and out. So although I can understand your words, it sort of sounds like there's this strange funkiness going on when you're talking. So if you hear that when I'm talking too, then we know it's the station. But at the moment, it sounds like, it almost sounds like it sounds like your microphone is moving or like there's this switch on and off so that you're, you know, so that's what it sounds like here, just so that you know. So I don't know if you were moving around or anything, but you know, that's okay. And I might be the only one who hears it that way too. I just wanted to, you have such great things to say. I don't want anybody to miss it. So one of the first things that I would actually say based on what I just heard you say is it might be really helpful to ask those that you work with what they think your strengths are. Because, you know, you say, Donna's so creative, and I want to crack up. And I once did a class called Creativity Flows, because people have always told me I was creative, but I have all these points of view about what creative is. And I used to say, that's impossible. I have the creativity of a cheese doodle. There is no way that I am a creative person. It's just not, it's not how I see myself, but it was how I defined creative and how I judged all of the things that I've done that people might consider creative that I wouldn't even show anyone out in the world because I didn't think it was good enough or I didn't think it was. But when it comes to being resourceful, to finding ways to get things done, to pulling people together, to bringing an idea from A to Z so that it can have life, to those types of things. I have always found a way to make those things happen outside of the box, however that has to happen. It's one of the things that have helped me be successful in most of the areas that I've chosen. So it's a different kind of creativity, right? So it's a creativity that isn't about drawing or making graphics or even writing per se. It's sort of how do we build a business without having an office, right? How do we create something and get it out into the world without ever actually being in the same place at the same time? How do we, you know, and nowadays, you know, those are things that are much easier, especially for people like you and I to do. But I think people are starting to realize that you don't actually even ever have to meet someone to create music or designs or books or anything along those lines. And yet you can get to know each other really well and still be able to create something. So one of the ways to actually get an idea of what one of your talents, capacities, or abilities is to ask those people who watch you, and I am sure are in awe of one or two of the things that you just are so good at that you don't even pay attention to. And you just say, what do you think my strengths are? Like, if you were going to say, you should do this for the rest of your life because you watch me do it all the time, what would that be? And, you know, ask that of three or four people in your life and see what they give back to you. I think that could be very helpful, right? Because then you don't have to go back into your history and you don't have to do that really strange thing that people resist, which is called complimenting yourself, right? You don't want to go there. So you could then count on the people in your life to be that blatantly honest with you and tell you what that is. That's a good start.
Absolutely. And I love that, you know, because sometimes the way other people see us is totally different than the way we see ourselves, right? And so, like, for example, last week when we were doing this video show called Playing Majiggy with two of my friends, and they were, like, amazed by how I was in my element, you know? And so that's another phrase that you might want to look at too. It's like, when are you in your element? When are you in the flow? When are you so totally present and full of just life and joy that it's easy for you? That's also, you know, a talent or a gift or ability, right?
Absolutely.
And it's natural for you. So one of the things that you said, Donna, that I really wanted to go back to really quickly is about judgment, you know, and we tend to judge ourselves so harshly, right? So I can't see some of the greatness of me that other people can. I judge, you know, some of my abilities, you know, like, oh, they're not good enough, or they're this, or they're that. So where are you judging yourself? Where are you judging your gifts and your abilities and your capacities to not be good enough? So I just want you to recognize that and just, you know, like, let's just let that go now. Let's just say, you know, enough of that. You know, you are capable, you have gifts, you have abilities, and would you like to really use them now to your advantage? You know, really use them now to, you know, really create more of what you desire in life. Because that's why you have them. That's why they're there. That's why you have these capacities, is for you to use them in your life to have more ease, to have more success, to have more fulfillment, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes there's other signs, right? So when I was when I was really sick about 5 years ago and I literally had trouble seeing, I had asked Gary Douglas, who is the founder of Access Consciousness, and he and I were talking and he worked with me a little bit about so that I can clear up my vision and my speech, because the right side of my face I couldn't move. And he said, what capacities do you have that you're not acknowledging, and what are you unwilling to see that if you saw it would change your life, right? Mm-hmm. So those were two questions that I was asking myself for a really long time, and eventually, I mean, I must have had it on what you would call like a loop, which is just a recording that you listen to over and over again so that I can start to really become aware. And I started to realize that there are, you know, that all of the things that I wouldn't see about my strengths and my abilities are parts of the things that were making it impossible for me to move forward. And once I began to acknowledge what those things were and and remove the judgment or the putting myself down or all of that kind of stuff. I really, without the, you know, to the shock and awe of the medical world, a lot, most of my symptoms were almost completely gone, right? So, mm-hmm. so, but it came from a constant question of, you know, what is it that I'm refusing to see that if I saw it would change my life, you know, would change my whole reality, and what capacities do I have that I'm not acknowledging? And one of the capacities that I realized I had was this capacity with bodies, or this capacity to create dynamic change. And that often is reflected in what was going on with my body, because I didn't learn how to use it at the time very, very well. So you would see my body shift and change almost overnight, often, until I learned how to ask questions to shift and change and still help others without me actually absorbing what other people were going through, or being a lot more aware so that I can change things differently than I had done. Totally different conversation, but my point is that when we don't acknowledge what we're capable of, we start to cut ourselves off, and we start to be unhappy, and we start to get frustrated, and we start to feel like we're missing something. So you'll hear somebody say, I just need time to find myself, right? Which really means I need time to get back to who I really am, which is doing what I love and remembering what that is. And you don't have to wait until you get sick and you feel stuck and your whole entire world is falling apart to get there. You can start asking a question like, what capacities do I have that I am not acknowledging? Right. And then just be willing, and you could ask it every morning, universe, show me, what capacities do I have that I'm not acknowledging, and know that the answer is going to come to you. You'll start to see it. You'll start to get invitations to things that just go, oh, I really want to do this. Oh my God, I haven't done this in 15 years. This is going to be so much fun. And you just choose it, but it'll show up for you. So how does it get any better than that? So we're going to break now, but now think about some of the, what capacities do you have that you're not acknowledging, and we'll be back right after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
We're back. Yay. So I just want to quickly just repeat that wonderful question that Donna shared with us before we went on break. And it's, what capacities do I have that I am not acknowledging? And like Donna said, you can ask this question every morning, every evening, every afternoon, many times a day. But the point of the question is not for you to go thinking about what those capacities are. It's just for the universe to show you, and then you'll becoming more and more aware of what they of what they are as they show up. Right, Donna?
Absolutely. Yeah. You'll start to see things all around you that will remind you of the things that light you up. They'll make you feel good. They'll make you get excited, and you'll go, "Oh my God!" And that's exactly what I was asking for. And they'll match the energy of the question. So, it meaning it'll feel the same. Like when you ask the question, there's this sense of wonder. In the sense of fun and joy and lightness. And it'll feel just like that when you see it or hear about it or get an invitation for it. So that's how you'll know that it's actually the answer or one of the awarenesses related to the question that you're asking.
Absolutely. Right? And that's what it's about, being in the question. It's about constantly asking yourself questions or asking the universe questions and being aware of the energy that those questions bring up. It's not always about thinking with your mind, right? So it's about being present, being aware, and letting the universe show you sometimes, because we can't always see it. Because if we would have seen it already, we would know, right? And letting the universe show you, bring you people, bring you circumstances, bring you opportunities. And as they come up, you'll start to recognize them and say, yes, that's exactly it. You know, and I love that when that happened. It's like, yes, perfect. Thank you, right? So
yeah.
Good question. What capacities do I have that I'm not acknowledging? So ask that a couple of times a day.
That's right. What else can we do in order to tap into sort of that energy? So what capacities do I have that I'm not acknowledging? Looking at the things that are really fun for us. Giving ourselves permission, I would say, honestly, I mean, we've talked about this in the beginning when we first started, but we haven't really mentioned it recently, to have time that is literally dedicated daily me time. And that looks like either meditation, walking in nature, writing, journaling, drawing, whatever that is, because the most incredible connection and awarenesses show up during that time that you're present with you. So if you do that every day, that starts to flow. It changes your flow. The flow comes a lot faster with a lot more ease. And it's just easier to get the information that you're looking for. Do you find that too, Shefali?
Oh, absolutely. And I was just going to say, and it's really going to be important for you to, if you can journal, that would be fantastic. It'd be great because just this morning, you know, when I was lying in bed, just about to get up, I had all these wonderful thoughts, you know, that were coming in my head, just streaming downloads of information or downloads of concepts and so on and so forth. And I did write them down. And then later on, when I was going back and thinking about them, it's like, I got most of them, but it's like, oh, that was so good. I missed it. You know? So it's so important to write down. So sometimes when you get these beautiful nudges, instincts, insights, you know, you're tapped into something, write it down. And then, you know, later on, go back to it and see. So, you know, writing is really important. So writing down what, you know, you think right now your gifts and capacities and talents are, what is fun for you to do, write it down, and then start to take action a little bit. So, like, if you were to say, oh, I love to paint, but I never get a chance to, right? Then why don't you take an hour and do some painting? If you say something like, oh, I love to write, but I never get a chance to, why don't you take an hour and start writing something? And even if it's a blank page and you write one word, that's a step. Right? That's something. So it's about taking that action. It's about being aware, being present, and really focusing on, you know what, I know I have gifts, I know I have talents, I know I have capacities, and I'm not sure exactly what they are, but I think they might be this. How can I develop them even more? And if they feel good to you, just start doing something with it, you know? And then, you know, as you start to do something, something else will show up. Something else will come up. New opportunities, new possibilities, new insights, new ideas. You know, the creativity will just start to flow. And that's what I love about it. It's like once you take that first step, so much more starts to happen. But you got to first take that step.
Absolutely. And we always say this and acknowledge it when it does show up. Even when it doesn't make any sense to you, like, you know, like I just said, wow, you know, for when Shefali said, you know, I love working with I love the creative side of Donna, or however, whatever the words were when you said it, it was just sort of, I giggled inside. If you guys could have seen me, you all would have laughed with me. It's sort of like my body bubbled up because it's something I never acknowledge about me. And yet when people say it, you know, that lightness, that little tickling that you feel is an acknowledgement that it's actually a truth, right? That it's true for you, which is where that silliness comes from, that sense that you feel. And it's not something I usually stand up and say, hey, I'm a very creative person. I don't usually do that. As a matter of fact, unfortunately, and I'm, you know, I'm choosing to change this and work on this year, or not, I don't want to say work on it because that doesn't, I'm choosing to create something different this year so that I can receive and be more of that. However, I am aware that it is true, and it's funny when I hear other people say it for whatever reason, right? And Shefali is incredible at finding people and topics that are really helpful to people, and connecting what somebody requires to that person at the time that they need it, sort of even without a question. So, for example, there, during that time that I was really not feeling well, without me even saying anything to Shefali, Shefali was like, I think that this is what you require. And I didn't even ask her and say, what do you think I require? Shefali, what do you think is going on over here? But she can connect that for you with it, with this incredible just knowing, and you don't even have to ask for it. And she does that even with lining up people. You know, I watch when she creates the telesummits, it's sort of, well, who's going to go on next and in what order and how is this going to work? And there is this incredible threading that you notice that is not an accident. And although even at the moment that she may not realize it, it just falls into place where it all starts to connect and make sense in a way that is very intuitive and very insightful and very connected and very expansive. And you have to be willing, I think, to be tapped in. So what all that connects to is her incredible ability to use her intuition to guide her when she's making decisions and pulling things together, which is definitely something I value and want in anyone that I choose to work with in business or in life, because that's just one of the things that is very important. It's very important to me. You know, for some people, religion is very important, or certain things are very important. The acknowledgement, the knowing, the willingness to be connected, to be tapped in, to know the value that holds in your life and to use it. It's very important to me. And she does it so naturally, even when she doesn't realize it. So,
thank you. Because it's like, really? I did not know I was doing that.
Isn't that great? So we were just able to do that for each other today. So, yeah. And, you know, we should probably do that in like weekly meetings together, is sort of acknowledge those areas where we were able to be that conscious. That's a really great thing to do, actually, in business meetings, I would think, is sort of be able to point out the contribution that we were, or the things that we noticed. And I mention that now because we also are always talking about how to do business. And I know that some of the greatest business owners that I've ever known sit there and they say, okay, so this is where we are and this is what we've created and this is who did this, which is fantastic. And this is in alignment with what we're looking for. And now what, right? So it's a great way to engage and to build on all of the strengths that a business has, is by acknowledging those capacities that you and your partner has and where they're going to take you next and what you're going to do next. So it's a great tool. So where does that leave us? Asking people around you.
Yeah. So you know, you're mentioning acknowledgement, but and at the same time, with acknowledgement comes the gratitude, right? And we talk about this in every show. This comes up, but it's so true. Once you acknowledge the gifts and talents and capacities that you have, express gratitude for them as well, because as you express gratitude for them, they'll start to show up even more in your life. And so, you know, we somehow or other, gratitude always comes up in the show. I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's just so funny. It's like, wow. And so, you know, being grateful for the capacities that you have, being grateful for being able to express them. If you're able to acknowledge and be grateful for them in advance of even expressing them, it really helps to make them come to fruition with even more ease, you know? So it's like you're visualizing, you know, the outcome a little bit, of what your capacities are. So, for example, if I said, you know, I'm really good at doing videos, you know, I really love it. It's so easy for me, and it is, you know. And so then if I make that into, like, oh, I'm so grateful that I get to do that because I get to share this and this and this with other people, and then I see myself doing it, then the next time I decide to go do a video, you know what, it's going to be so much easier because I'm already in the flow. I've already created it on another level, right? And so now I'm just creating it here physically. And so it just becomes even more easy. So
absolutely. Yeah,
I just went off on a tangent there, Donna.
It's okay. Tangents are good. They always take us where we need to go. And videos is something, you know, well, not videos. Technology is something I love, and I don't really necessarily have the knowing. I'd love to have the knowing, but I do not have the knowing that I'd love to have in order to create it, you know, the way that I, or have fun with it, the way that I know is possible. So that's sort of interesting. But so back to capacities, talents, and abilities. So I think one of the things that comes up for me as we're saying this is, maybe we need to mention the idea of the definitions and decisions and conclusions we have about what each of those words means. What do you think?
Great idea. And maybe we can talk about that when we come back from break, because I know we're going to go to break in just about a minute or so, right? And that's something too. It's like, you know, sometimes we have misapplied or misidentified a word, you know, and so we are not exactly getting the right definition of it, and using it in the wrong way completely. And that happens a lot. So we will definitely talk about that, what talents actually mean, what gifts actually mean, what capacities actually mean, so that you can get a better idea for you what they mean to you and how you can start to apply them now in your life with these maybe new definitions, right?
Absolutely. And we could also talk a little bit about how come definitions actually confine you and limit you in that process, because we can apply that tool to just about everything you're looking to create in your life. So definitions of talents, capacities, and abilities, and what that means for you when you come back. Think about what they mean to you. Start writing some key terms down for yourself, and we'll be back after these messages in order to talk about it. Talents, capacities, abilities. What does each one mean to you? What comes up for you? We'll be right back.
Your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Here on the Democracy, and hopefully you have had a chance to write down what you think capacities and talents and capacities mean. Some keywords. Donna, where are we? Hold on, I'm trying to find.
I'm right here. Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, beautiful. Okay. So let's just talk about the definition of talent for a minute. So talent is defined as a natural aptitude or a skill. And in general, so that basically, you know, it's sort of what we were talking about before, something that is natural, which means it really comes easy for you. And although that doesn't mean that, you know, if you have a natural talent for something like gymnastics or something that's sports related, it doesn't mean that you're not going to practice it or that you're not going to become stronger at it in some way. But it's just this idea of having a gift, a knack, an ability, an expertise, or a capacity for expertise there in a specific area that comes so naturally to you. And the reason why we say take a look at the definition and then think about what your thoughts related to it are is often the way we define something in our life actually creates the glass ceiling that stops us from ever allowing it to show up. So when people hear the word talent, they often think, you know, something that's exceptional, that everyone in the world is going to notice, like, you know, the Olympic athletes, let's just say, for example, versus the school athlete or the whatever that may be. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be the best in the universe, but it does mean that you're going to be fantastic at it, and it can actually add to your life and to your living in a way that could be fun and joyful for you if you would let it, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Everywhere where you've created a definition of the word talent, that means that you've decided you have to have a gift, something that's outstanding, something that no one else in the world has or surpasses you in. Could you just totally wipe that out, erase it, eliminate it, release it, let it go? Take a deep breath in and push that out through your mouth, please. Let it go. And you can totally possess more talent in any area. The deal is that it's not about comparing you to somebody else in the world, because even if you are an artist and you're sitting next to an artist, or let's say you're an author, right? You know, Shefali and I participated in writing a book called Ease with Money, and we've designed a phenomenal class related to it that we're going to be talking to you guys about soon, where we're not the only people in the world who have written about money. We're not the only people in the world who can talk to you about getting out of debt. We are not the only people in the world who are going to tell you that we have fantastic ideas about how you can shift and change your relationship with money. That doesn't mean we shouldn't write about it. And it doesn't mean that we don't have a capacity with it that might match what you require as far as learning how to shift and change it, because nobody can teach it the same way that we do, right? So it's just your natural gift and way that nobody else will be able to do it that way. No, even if you're not the one that hits the Olympics, or you're not the person who's on the New York Times bestsellers list, it doesn't mean that what you shared there is not going to be life-changing for 100 million people out there in the world. It has no relevance unless you give it relevance. The only way it means that is if you choose to not allow yourself to show up, because you've decided that you have to exceed a specific standard that usually doesn't even exist, instead of deciding that you just have to show up in your special, unique way that no one else can do, right?
Exactly. And we are all unique, right? We are all unique. We are all special. So, you know, we all have value. You know, whether we use our unique gifts or talents or not, we all have value. But when we use them, nobody else can match that, you know. So, and that's what it's about. Say, we tend to compare ourselves with others, and then we say, we're like, okay, well, they're already doing that. They're so much bigger than I am, or bigger than we are, or better in some way because, you know, they're more famous. But really, does that really make a difference? Because my energy is different than theirs. You know, the way that I present things is different than the way they present stuff. And so it's unique, and we're all talented in that way to share our gifts. We can all share our gifts and our capacities and our talents with the world to be of service, to generate revenue, to jumpstart our businesses in a different way. It really is about being outside the box, you know, get out of the box, you know, and just be yourself and have fun with it. Go ahead, Donna. I know I always go off on a tangent a little bit.
No, it's fine. I mean, I was just going to say, and be willing to do it your way. Mm-hmm. Totally be willing to do it your way, because your way is you. That's what makes you different from everybody else. That's what makes it your gift. That's what makes it your capacity. That's what makes it. And it doesn't matter. You know, I mean, you're right. There's a whole bunch of wedding planners out there in the world, but that doesn't mean that the way you plan weddings isn't going to be successful, because you've decided that there's already 400 people who do it successfully. There's could be 1,000 people that do it successfully. You can still be successful because nobody will do it the way that you do. And that's what you have to remember. So what happens is a lot of people don't let themselves participate or choose or be or show up in the world because they think that it's already been done, or they or it's already been done really well. So what could they add to it, or how could they do it better then? And you're the only person you're comparing yourself to is you yesterday or you this morning or what you've already created so that you can outcreate you. You're not comparing yourself to anybody else because there is no other you out there. Does that make any sense? I can't hear you at all. Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah. Really? So what did that bring up for you?
Wow, a lot. So it's like, oh my goodness, I was doing that for so long, you know? And it's like, wow, yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. So it's just interesting how we can see that in ourselves after the fact. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I was doing before. I'm not doing it now as much, right? As much. So sometimes we still get caught up in that. And so just recognize that when you do, just step out of it. You know, it's like, it's okay, just get out of it. And go create, go do something, you know. I love it. You know, that was a good one, Donna. I think everybody got that. So thank you.
Oh, no, definitely. So let's talk a little bit about what we have coming up next. So Shefali and I don't want to just leave us all hanging there. So building your talents, capacities, and abilities, start with a question. Start giving yourself time for you. Release some of the judgment, as we always, always say, and be willing to show up as you. Don't compare your ideas to anybody else's ideas, or you will never, ever, ever, ever let yourself create that product, do that job, apply for that amazing task or opportunity or whatever that may be. And just know that as long as you're showing up authentically you, there isn't anyone who can compete with you, because there is nobody who has what you have to offer. So know that. And do you want to add anything else, Shefali, before we start talking about what's coming up?
Oh, I was just going to just be grateful for the capacities that you do have and acknowledge them and recognize them, and then just start creating something. Just start doing something that is fun for you and joyful for you, so that you can start to recognize them and see how truly unique and talented you are. But yeah, I was going to talk about next week on our show. We have staying in balance through the holidays, because we're getting so close to the holidays, aren't we?
Absolutely. And one of the things we do all the time is, yeah, well, one of the things we do, yes, that's true. One of the things we do all the time or every year is, Shefali and I, whether we've done it separate or together, is just this idea of giving people tools to get us through, because we are all very aware whether we want to acknowledge it or not. So if we're not in a frenzy of our own, or we're not acknowledging our own frenzy, we have people around us who start to get fiscally stressed, emotionally stressed, mm-hmm. Family related sort of anxiety, anger, emotions, frustrations that do come up. So it's sort of this idea of just staying, you know, staying calm and enjoying and getting the most ease and joy and fun that you can get out of the holiday season with everything that's going to be coming up, with tools such as one, you know, with so many tools to help you really stay connected to who you are and what's really yours, and stay calm even in moments that it doesn't feel like you would normally ever be able to, like, you know, those big hectic days with 30 people of your family in a room, mm-hmm. or days where you have a holiday and you're all by yourself, but you're feeling the frenzy of everybody else, or whatever your holiday season looks like. There's a lot of stuff going on out there that happens between families, friends, money, emotions, stress, and everything else. So That is what we're going to be doing next week, is talking about really how to thrive throughout the holiday season, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah,
me too. Cool.
So you definitely want to be present for that. And what else is going on, Donna? And then after that, you know, I mean, there's always a weekly show. But the calendar this time where we started.
So we have on December 5th, I think it is. Let me just double check my date. We have. I apologize that I didn't have that up in front of me, but we have Lisa Zecchio who's coming on, and she will be coming on the 4th. So she's coming on December 4th, and she will be talking about freeing your courage and living your passion. So we were just talking about being authentically you, and she is someone who at times when I have felt stuck and I felt like I couldn't work my way through it. Now, of course, we bring to you guys all the time people who we have personally worked with, so we know what they can create. Lisa's somebody who I've gone to and have truly felt stuck. So she is a hypnotist. She does NLP. She does all sorts of alternative modalities to sort of help you shift from this place where you're stuck, and we often work together. So she'll come to me for one thing and I'll go to her for another, and we're just very good that way as far as that goes. And she's truly helped me a lot. And now she is about to, I believe, publish her first book on her own, and we can't wait to share it with you. So thanks guys for being with us. Sorry I talked too long.
Thank you everyone, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.